Our reading this morning comes from Matthew's Gospel, chapter 7, beginning at the first verse. It's on page 971 in the Church Bibles. Matthew, chapter 7. Do not judge, or you too will be judged. For in the same way as you judge others, you will be judged, and with the measure you use, it will be measured to you. Why do you look at the speck of sawdust in your brother's eye, and pay no attention to the plank in your own eye? How can you say to your brother, let me take the speck out of your eye, when all the time there is a plank in your own eye? You hypocrite, first take the plank out of your own eye, and then you will see clearly to remove the speck from your brother's eye. Do not give dogs what is sacred. Do not throw your pearls to pigs. If you do, they may trample them under their feet and then turn and tear you to pieces. Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives. He who seeks finds. And to him who knocks, the door will be opened. Which of you, if his son asks for bread, will give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, will give him a snake? If you then, though you are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give good gifts to those who ask him? So in everything, do to others what you would have them do to you, for this sums up the law and the prophets. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Thank you, Helen. My dad was a very practical man. He was always doing jobs about the house or the garden. And as a young boy, of course, I wanted to be like my dad. So I remember, I can't remember, maybe my 9th or 10th birthday, around about there, I asked for a toy tool set for my birthday. But when I opened my presents, my parents had given me real tools. So a couple of saws, a surfing plane, a hammer, a mallet, a chisel, two screwdrivers, and a couple of files. This was one of the saws. I still have most of the tools left. The handle came off the other saw, but other than that, I think I still have them and still use them. And the very first thing I made with these new tools was a toolbox to put them in. With each tool having its own place. And a spare capacity for expansion, you know, I was kind of hopeful of future birthdays or something. But it was just the perfect gift. It was what I wanted. Now I could be like my dad. Well, almost, you know, I could kind of do what he could do. We had the perfect tool. This morning I've had disaster after disaster with keys. I had the presentation, this, on a memory stick, which is in, perchance, the shape of a key. Only when I got to church, I realised I'd forgotten it. So I went back home to get this key, and I took the house keys, and I got to the front door and realised it was the church keys, not the house keys I'd taken home. The house keys were in my pocket, still sat over here. So I knocked, and Helen let me in, and then I realised, actually, I'd also put the back door key and my study key into the same bag, and I didn't have either of those at the time either, so I had to come back to church and get my house keys this time, and then go home again and get the USB key. It's a case of having the right key for the right lock at the right time, and I didn't. I wonder, thinking about the gifts that my dad gave me, whether whether you've ever dreamed of being like your mum or your dad. It might be a few years ago for some of us, I admit. Was there something about them that made you think, oh, I wish I could be like that? You know, maybe they were a great cook or a generous host or a committed prayer or touched a suitable chord there. Or a musician, or an artist, or a friend to all. Maybe they had the Midas touch. Maybe they were the salt of the earth. And was there ever a gift that they gave you to encourage you to develop your potential? You know, the right tool, the right gift for the job. God gives us perfect gifts that we may be like him. We may be like our dad. So verse 11 of the reading, if you then, though you are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give good gifts to those who ask him? We're reaching towards the end of the Sermon on the Mount. And it's a sermon that's mostly been about the outworking of what it means to have righteousness that surpasses that of the Pharisees, or in modern English, right living that exceeds that of religious folk. And Jesus has explored what right living means in terms of right relationships with others, right relationships with God, right priorities when we need to make choices so that we won't be anxious but can trust in God for our future. So that we might be like Jesus. So that we might be like our Heavenly Father. It's a tall order for us to live like that. And Jesus knows that. He doesn't expect us to be able to live life like him just by trying hard. He knows that we need help. If we want to live Christ-like lives, we can't do it without some help. So he says, ask for it. You need help. Ask for it. Ask and it shall be given you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. As a loving father, God wants to give you good gifts so that you've got the right tool for the job that he wants you to do. Gifts that will help you to live well, to live your full potential as his child. And he's given us Jesus so that we have a model of what father-like life looks like. God longs for you to have, right relationships with others, right relationships with him, to make right choices because you have the right priorities. So, ask for it, he says. For he goes on, that was very clever. It was meant to do. For everyone who asks receives, and he who seeks finds, and the door will be opened to him who knocks. As our perfect Heavenly Father, God knows how to give good gifts to those that ask him. When Jesus was teaching on a similar occasion as recorded by Luke, he actually says in Luke, if you then, though you are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him? The Holy Spirit's the greatest gift that we could ask for. So ask, says Jesus. He's the most amazing gift because he is one who bears Christ-likeness within us, who brings fruit of love, joy, peace, and so on. He equips us to live well. God gives you the perfect tools for the job. He gives you the right key to open the door. So we spend so much time in our lives trying the wrong keys and they just don't work. God gives us the right key that we might be like him, bearing his image. So to realise our full potential as children of God, we're called to just ask God for the Holy Spirit. Ask for God's help. And imagine that we were all living lives like Jesus, living out the Sermon on the Mount. That's part of what we pray for every time when we pray, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Let's pray together.